This week's Torah reading is called Chayei Sarah, which means the life of Sarah. The main subject of the Parsha is the marriage of Yitzchok, the son of Avram and Sarah. But there's a verse that brings a very interesting idea. The verse says in Hebrew, Ve'avram zaken bo bayamim, v'ashem beirach es Avram bakayil. Translation of the verse, Avram was an old man, zaken, old man, advanced in days, and God blessed Avram with everything. I would say, just ask, wait a second, if he was an old man, he was advanced in days. So why are you repeating things? So I would say, just say like this. There's a thing of being a zaken. You can be an old man. That's one thing. And a different thing is to be bo bayamim, advanced in days. There are people that are old in days, but are not advanced in days. And there are people that are advanced and they are not old. What does that mean? There's a thing called zaken. Zaken doesn't mean how many years do you have. The age of a person is not measured by the passport. The age of a person is how much wisdom did a person acquire in life. That's the word zaken doesn't only mean old. Really means ze, this person, shekana chochme. It's a person that acquired wisdom. And there are very young people that have a lot of wisdom. Very old people have no wisdom. Now let's go to the second part. Advanced in days. Bo bayamim. There are people that have really a lot of experience and they are really fulfilling each one of his days in the service to God. Our purpose as a human being, as a person, is to serve God. This is what I was said to say. I was created to serve my master. And furthermore, there's another version of the same saying of our sages that says, I was not created, but to serve my master. The only purpose a person was created is to serve his master. Now, the question is, you have a day. The day has 24 hours. I have to sleep, I have to eat, go to the bathroom, and so on. How many hours can I really serve my master? And the answer is, actually, 24. When you're sleeping, you're serving God. When you're eating, you're serving God. When you use the bathroom, you're serving God, and so on. Because every single second of your life, you use it in order to serve God. That's what it means, bo bayamim. The days of Abraham, it's not that he was an old man, advancing days. Okay, that's the translation. But the true meaning is, the deeper meaning is, that he used every second of his life to serve God. So over here, we have the reason why the Torah repeats, Avram was zaken, he was a very smart person. He acquired a lot of wisdom, a lot of knowledge, and at the same time, bo bayamim. Don't translate advanced in days, rather, he used every single second of his days, of his life, in order to serve God with the wisdom that he acquired throughout life.